Activating meridians. Alignment. Instability in field. Negative. Charge aligning matrix field. Positive. Coordinates reached, Commander.
Activate the Shardé field.
Activations of multidimensional engines.
Launch communications probe.
Power levels to maximum.
Activate all dimensional levels of communication.
Communication established.
The voice you hear is known as Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our destination. This is the last slave planet in the galaxy. Under all agreements, under all rights, under galactic law, we now proclaim this planet free. The dissension of the true human consciousness has begun.
Energizing Shambhala Diamonds.
The men, women, and children of this planet are now set free.
Brimfield activated.
You have already reached.
Activate Shambhala Diamond.
Critical mass.
Integration onto microcosm, expanding linear space.
Prepare for landing.
Free space activation.
What you any day? Guess what we've just been doing. Right, so yeah, I haven't got anything to tell you. That's it really. It's my birthday today. It happens to be 420 day, so I went up to my local town and walked around with a big fat dog. Let's get rid of the music. Thank you very much indeed. I don't know why we have music. That shouldn't have even been played. Oh, I know why. It's because I'm too stoned and I forgot to press manual. There you go. It's all right. We've got four producers on Dark City Radio. We've got four producers. Three of them are sat in the room that I'm actually in. And they've just sat there in the chair looking. Saduma's now gone and cooked rice. It's the second lot of rice. The first lot of rice turned into semolina.
I didn't do that.
About 20 minutes ago. No, Saduma didn't do that. I did actually do that while I was doing Bob's show. What, 420? Oh, 24. Oh, it's now 20 minutes and 8:24. So that's 8:04, which is 24. So we're going to take 1 minute of silence for Jack Era. He died, I think, last Tuesday, 2 years since he died. And that's from now. 1 minute of silence.
Thank you.
So that was it. 1 minute of silence for Jackie Root. I hope my audio's all right. Cough, terrible cough this evening. Can't think what it is. Anyway, I've just pulled Lane and Vostu in because I got the music wrong. My apologies, guys. It's 420 day. I've got loads of people here come round to actually help out. But they're just all sitting at me. I think it's like feels like being a, like I'm kind of... I should put my webcam on and you can all watch because I feel like a proper rock star. It's really weird. Sarah's sat there looking all gorgeous and pretty and all that, chewing at her fingers, big smile on her face. Even, oh, Robolip, he's got a little bit of a twitch on then when I mentioned that. Sam's sat here twitching his feet. He's fun, absolutely spot on for a teenager. That's what teenagers do, sit there in the corner, try to look. Oh, I can't do it. I can do the look, but that teenager look doesn't work on radio, does it? But, hey, you get me. He's cool. He's sound. Of course, he had to bring Saduma down, as we all know, can't be left out, can't go out on his own. Yeah. You know, Sam's got to actually look out after it. He don't really work in their world. He really doesn't. So, yeah, 420 day. That's it, really. I ain't got much else to say, really. We went out to the allotments. That was great fun. Got back about 10 minutes before the show, about half an hour before this show started. No, we got back about an hour and a half, didn't we? Or something? I don't know. Anyway, and we got back here. That was pretty good today. Quite a decent turnout for us lot up there. Can't remember how many it were, but it were all right. Planted some potatoes. That was all right. I planted 742 Super Skunk Hash 1 in the bottom field near the railway. It was about 90 to Blueberry Cross, which are just on the side of the path on the right-hand side before you go in from the new, oh, what's it called? Lord Sheldon Way. I'm not allowed to mention that. Oh, shit. Anyway, the motorway bridge there, right? If you go onto the allotment side there on the right-hand side, there's the Blueberry Cross. It's a new one. It should be indigenous. It's quite hardy to mould and fungus and stuff. There's about, was it 96 or something like them on that side? But the main one is right over at the far side near the railway. You can't fucking miss it. Well, you can, unless you're... Well, you can. The only place you can see it from is the train. Right, so it's, that should be pretty cool. That could be cool. And then, yeah, there's about... Well, no, I couldn't put it into how many seeds. Couldn't put it into how many seeds, but I don't know. And what were in them bags? Were they 20 kilos? I think there's 20 kilos in the bag. Now, of course, this isn't... This isn't cannabis, as you know. Well, it's cannabis, fuck's sake. Salt, same fucking plant, innit? Plant's a plant, innit? But this is seed. It's seed for feeding to the birds, because the birds are very hungry. Very hungry. Sarah come down, and she's a biologist, by clever person, right? And works with fish. Well, it's fish, really. But watery things, right? A marine biologist. Just hang on a minute. I'll get to your magical turtles in a bit. She's got magical turtles. I can't mention that until after... Well, we have to wait a little bit later until after the watershed, and then we'll tell you all about Sarah's magical turtles. Right, so yeah, Sarah's a marine biologist, and she said to us, look, the birds are hungry. They need to be fed. And we, what are you looking at now? Oh, right, for you. Oh, God, my God. Trying to do a show and he's running up, sticking his face in front of me because I don't know, he's blind or something. He needs attention. So where were we, Sarah? We're talking about Sarah, the marine biologist. Now, Sarah does a show called The I Am Show. The I Am Show, that's what it's called. The I Am. Get your way out of that one. And that's on a Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. So we're going to be putting her on Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, right? Because it's that popular a show. And nobody tunes into anything else except for Sarah's show. So we thought we might as well put anybody on there. And that Rick Simpson's pretty popular, isn't he? So anyway, yeah, what was I telling you? Seeds, that was it. Amounts and numbers of actual seeds. So I can't tell you the numbers, but they were in 20, I think they were 20 kilo bags and there were six of them and we just spread them about, you know, just like on the thing to feed the birds, didn't we, Sarah? We did a really good job, didn't we, of it? I like that, casting them about. You know, you have to spread them out so the birds can find them because you don't need them to eat them all at once. If you eat them all at once, they get a bellyache. So, yeah. Of course, the blueberry across, I mean, they're adult. They're, you know, they're finishing now.
So you can find them in the trees on the right-hand side. And the big ones, like I said, you can spot them from the railway. You can't miss it from the railway. Or if you approach the site on foot, okay, from the Daisy Nook, and walking down the motorway there. But don't go on the motorway because, you get birds flock. That's why we can't have animals on the allotment site, because if your chicken gets out, it's magnetically pulled into the motorway. And as you know, if a wagon hits a chicken, then it'll just write the wagon off. Really dangerous chickens and sheep and goats if they get. That's why you can't have them. That's the official explanation from the lying, thieving, cheating bastards. No, that's not right. It's the official explanation from the cheating, lying, thieving. No, that's not right. No, it'll come to me. From the Tameside Metropolitan Council. Is that right? Tameside Metropolitan Council. Yeah, them lot. Anyway, thieving, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Lying, cheating, swindling, thieving. Thieving. Can we say naughty words yet? Oh, yeah, fucks. Remember them. That's where I couldn't get out. It's my Tourette's. It was right at the back of my head, but it won't come forward. So anyway, we've got Vostor with us. Are you and Lee? I know Lee is, because me and Lee have been messing around on the server this afternoon when I first got back. He was sending me cannabis songs. And we'll play loads of them for as long as you want, really. And that was good fun. He was sending me songs, and I was downloading the songs and then transferring them over to the server and playing the songs. It was really good fun. We enjoyed it. So I know Lee's right anyway, but probably Lee hasn't took the microphone already because he's probably melting in his chair. But Vostor, what's the prospects in Transylvania for 420 for celebrating my birthday?
What?
420? You don't know what 420 is? It's a national holiday that was actually devised to celebrate my birthday, Vostor.
To celebrate what?
My birthday.
Your birthday.
Oh, no, the hemp. It was to celebrate hemp.
To celebrate. Okay, I understand now. No, I don't know anything about that. We don't have something like that here.
Oh, dear me. It was an American thing, I must admit. I hadn't heard of it until about 3 years ago. So it's really nice, because until then, the only thing I could say about April the 20th was it was Adolf Hitler's birthday. As you can see,
I think too much celebrations suck.
You think too many what? Well, suck.
I think the celebration should be every day, man.
Oh, yeah. You should celebrate every day. So that's why we're saying. I mean, most people only do it, they only celebrate on 420 day.
I have no sources to celebrate this day right now.
Well,
so I'm happy for you guys.
I'll help you. Well, I will share it, you're right, through the Dark City Radio Heathathon. We'll plug it into the ether, right? And then everybody exhale towards... Hang on a minute, I need to inhale first of all. Don't worry, but get ready, everybody, now, right? Everybody inhale, and when I say now... Exhale at Vostor. Right, focus your pot smoke, external breath at Vostor, and we'll see if we can get him psychically stoned, Vostor. This will be a first, mate. All right. Go on, Chris. Come on. Well, I think Chris has just exhaled anyway. But your time sucks, mate. I'm just going to inhale. Perhaps you know. Do it again, Chris. You have to do it again. You're all ready now. You're all ready. What are you doing? Oh, boy. He's just realised.
Fail.
You're Greek.
You've got to hold it in your lungs for longer.
Yeah, man. You're greedy, you, Vostor. You nearly choked me then.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
It's all right. Don't be sorry, man. It must be working. We'll give you another hit, Vostor. Get ready now, all right? Get ready to receive it, Vostor. Here it comes. getting started.
I can totally feel it, man.
Wow! Fuck you! Really? Fuck, man.
That's the shit.
I hope not. It looked like it was weak, when I put it in there. It just tastes a bit like shit, must admit. So yeah, 420 day. What do we do on 420 day? Well, I stopped smoking tobacco for the day. I don't smoke tobacco on 420 day. Did smoke a little bit this morning because one knee wouldn't straighten. And the other one didn't want to bend. So that was a bit weird. So yeah, anyway, I'm doing all right now and it's great. But no tobacco day today. Shouldn't talk tobacco. So...
Nick.
I think somebody just... Was that... Where did that come from, Lee? Come on, don't keep hiding there. Come on. Speak it, man. Do you mean?
I can't... Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, fuck. Nearly, I just nearly died, man. I just bong-hitted a bit of bubble hash. And my eyes are still streaming, man. That was you chain to exhale to loss, though. Ah, oh, took a lungful. Ah, oh, good stuff.
Fucking new. I've got a bit of hash here. Robo Whippy bought me. Look at that.
Shit gets real on Dark City Radio.
What?
Shit gets real only on Dark City.
Boris is hung up now, I think. He's a bit embarrassed that, you know, because it's what we're actually talking about is totally unlawful, you know. We're really being naughty now. We're really breaking the law, and there's a big gang of us all over the world.
Promoting drug use. It's going to be illegal somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, I see some posts on Facebook about this. Yeah. 420 day.
Well, 20 day. You're seeing it now, Vostor. So welcome to anyway. I mean, for me, like I say, it's great. I never really used to celebrate my birthday, and I don't really, but I've had a great day today because I said, oh, yeah, 420 day. Like, so people keep turning up, give me little bags of weed today, all day. It's been great. You're like, here you go. And some of them are quite big bags of weed as well, which is nice as well as the little bags. So, I've got to get this in this. That's it.
Yeah, Zach says he's not going to smoke anything until midnight.
Why?
Because he wants to be edgy.
He wants to be edgy? I'm going to get angry so I can go out and do a good performance. Anger's a really good energy, though. It is an energy. A lot of people don't get that. Younger people...
Use it in battle.
Yeah, well, they haven't got any music or they haven't got any release... for that, then it can often come out as disruptive or damaging, you know. But yeah, you give somebody something to do creatively with that energy, and yeah, it comes out completely differently. It's just, what was it who said it? Anger is an energy. Who said that? Who sang that? Come on. Anger is an energy. So we have it.
Linden.
It was Linden from Public Image Limited. There you go. See, Robo Whippy. It's great, isn't it? John Linden, he was called. You just plug into him and just information comes out. He's got a USB, right? You can let him out on his own, but if he sees girls, he loses. His pants used to fall off, right, on the early version. And this one now, he just dances around when he sees a girl. He dances around on the spot and then loses his shit. One way or another. We kind of give up with it now. So that's Robo Whippy. He's good for parties. You can rent him for a party. He doesn't really scare children. He's not like me. You know, I scare children. So, yeah, he's all right. He's all right for that. He does brilliant overt. He's an overt camera. He's not very good at covert. You can stand him in the corner and he'll move, point the camera, whatever you tell him to. That's all right. So, yeah. That's Robo Whippy. Yeah, well, he keeps going on about it because he twizzes bits of string that are on fire around his head. There's quite a funny video of him actually hitting himself on the head with one of his flaming bits of fire that he does. Well, it's really good for your balance, actually. Joking aside, really good, that pie. He does fire pie. But he don't really, he just talks about it. Really, he just sits in his house. This is the first time we managed to rhyme. We had to get Sarah to go around there with a screwdriver before and force away and prise him out of his computer chair. Because if you listen to Dark City Radio, you know that Robo-Rippy actually doesn't ever leave his room. That's why he's got a bucket there so he can wee in it and stuff. So Sarah's been round and emptied his bucket, got him out this morning and brought him out. So he's doing all right now. He's doing all right. We're going to put some food inside him in a bit. He has to refamiliarise himself with what it is, because normally we just feed him on raw fluids through a tube. So, yeah. Anyway, has anybody got anything else to say? Come on, Vostor, you should be very good at this. Feel really sorry for Vostor. It's not right, that. We can all sit around in the... Why? I can understand it when you were communist, Vostor. You know, because you had to live on cabbage and potatoes, but you thought you were part of Europe now. I mean, what's going on there, mate?
Well, nothing's going on. Mostly Western Europe and, you know, Americans like to shit on this country and take everything from it. So, yeah, that's it.
I think it's just your country they like to shit on, or do you think it's just a general shit spreading?
It's general on the Eastern European countries, yes.
Maybe because of their ex-relationship with communism, I suppose.
Nah, they just helped us get out of communism so they can steal all our shit. Resources.
Right, man, that makes sense. That makes loads of sense.
Makes a lot of sense. And companies, you know. Yeah, but I don't want to put you in a sad mood right now, so...
No, you put me in a sad mood. You carry on.
No, that's not good. I myself, I'm pretty good. It's most of the Romanians that have problems.
You know what I mean? It's just weird. Isn't there anything we can do? Do you know what I mean?
Nope.
We always seem to get there, man, you know, and it's like, what can we do about it? I like to find a solution, man. You know, the harder it is, the more complex it is, the more frustrating it's been for others, the easier it is to see it.
Basically, the salvation is to just kick all the political system out because they are the traitors that...
Do you know what? I've got a thing. I think there should be a law passed that if you want to be a politician, should automatically ban you from being a politician. And they should just do like a jury service where they pull a load of, say, 300 names out of the poll or whatever it is they've got, the census. And then from those 300 people, they work out a few people, bum, 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 and that's the cabinet for the fucking next year or something. And everybody, obviously, they'll get perks. Not as bad as what they're getting now. They get the few perks of office because they're taking a responsible job and shit. But I reckon that's the way you should do it. If you want to be a politician, you eliminate it directly from being one, because it's just like a power game, isn't it?
I think it's all about the positions you give people, you know. I mean, one thing, it should be mandatory. I think cannabis suppository should be mandatory for all politicians. I really do.
They will bring them the good vibrations.
I do.
They will stop being evil.
Oh, it's okay. It's good. So, yeah, that's what I actually think. I actually think that... Well, it's what they should do. Excuse me, I'm going to have to... because loads of people just come in the room and started shouting hello, so I'll just have to mute for a minute if somebody can say something. I'll put on a bit of music, actually. Let me throw on a bit of music. One second.
Tomorrow, who will be the man of tomorrow? of tomorrow. To employ all the techniques, to give it all you've got, to take time searching through the thoughts of it. Believe and let it drive home. The thought fate move us to be the man of tomorrow. Who will be the man of tomorrow? 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 Strike with knowledge, oh children. Within I know, I rock is a solid foundation. Jah is our guide through creation. Our faith, bow patiently waiting for the stream of faith which brings life forever. For the man of tomorrow.
And you know,
yeah, we're back on now.
Come to Russia.
Oh, I'll come to Russia, man. I will come to Russia, my friend.
I'm not in Russia, but anyway, yeah. Come to Russia.
This is no longer Russia, but when it was, you could have come, but now it isn't. You can still come.
Right, so see, I knew that had happened. It's going to be absolutely impossible to me to do a live show, folks. I've got a lot of people turned up at my house. They don't seem to be able to comprehend that's what's actually going on here at the moment, so we're just going to play some music and we'll catch you again. We're here every week, we do it all the time, so it's no big loss. I just remember next time, and we live and learn. So where am I going? I will play you a jingle and then I'll flick back the crew playlist. Just a little point on that playlist, everything on it has been donated to the station by the artist and so forth, so pretty big up about all that.
Don't forget to add the DSL stuff folder.
DSL folder. I want to find this folder.
DISCL. I made the folder in somewhere.
Where did you put it? Well, I've been looking for it. Are you sure you put it on our computer and not somebody else's?
Yeah, it's anyway, on the Linux.
I'll find it, man. I'm going to play some music anyway because I don't know if you can hear all that, but I certainly can. And it's difficult to concentrate. So where am I going? Resistance News jingle. No, we don't want that. We want to play this, because it only take me about a minute. Dark City Hackers. We'll see you soon, folks.
Happy birthday, Paul. You enjoy it, man.
To bring the people together and spread an alternative message from the mainstream. They tried to silence us. They tried to hack us. But we carried on. You cannot silence the truth. You cannot enslave freedom. You cannot stop a good idea. You cannot stop Dark City Radio. The crew is now bigger and stronger than ever before. We will not be kept off the airwaves. We will continue. This is not our radio. This is your radio. This is Dark City Radio.
This is your Dark City. This is your Dark City.
This is your Dark City.
This is your Dark City.
This is your Dark City.
This is your Dark City Radio.